This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Daily Digest. On the bigger picture, it's Friday afternoon, but it's also World Children's Day. And so we have two stories dedicated to children today. First up, we'll be focusing on how teenagers have been doing throughout this pandemic. Because, you know, in Malaysia and across the world, teenagers have had to deal with school closures, delays or changes in their exams, as well as losing physical connections with their friends. So we'll be speaking to a teenager to get a personal take on what they're going through.
Yes, and then we're aging down a little bit. We're going to be talking about play. But playing is more than just a bit of fun. It is an important part of a child's physical, mental and social development. But this year of physical distancing and, as you said, no schools, isolation, this has really affected our children's ability to play. But what are the effects of this on them? So we'll be discussing this and we'll look at some possible ways that you can still allow play in your children's lives. Mm-hmm. So on that note, just to keep things a little bit lighter, we are asking you over on Twitter, what are your favorite childhood games? So let us know. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us. Tell us what were those games that you remember fondly from your own childhoods. And the WhatsApp number is 018-789-8899.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to seeing what people will respond with. But, you know, because it's World Children's Day today, let us give you a bit of background on, you know, how this day came about. It's actually been observed globally since it was first established in 1954. But, you know, looking at this year, it's been a really tumultuous one for children all across the globe because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Of course, it's turned all our lives upside down. And when it comes to kids, one of the issues that has been in the limelight quite often is that of their education. So today we want to look at how tweens and teenagers are coping with the ramifications of school closures. And very soon we'll be speaking to a teenager herself.
So World Children's Day is to promote international togetherness, awareness among children worldwide, as well as to improve children's welfare. And the 20th of November was chosen back in 1990 for several reasons, actually. So it was when the UN General Assembly adopted the Declaration of the Rights of the Child in 1959. It was also when the UN General Assembly adopted the Convention of the Rights of the Child in 1989. So the UN says that the COVID-19 crisis has resulted in a child rights crisis. So this year's theme relates to that, really. It's a day to reimagine a better world for every child. You know, and just to say that, you know, the costs of this pandemic, they're quite immediate for children, you know, and then if it remains unaddressed, we are also looking at costs that may last a lifetime.
Yeah, it's quite hard tugging that phrase, a better world for every child, isn't it? Because I really, you know, that's really what everyone is thinking of right now. And here on The Bigger Picture, we've spoken at length about the impact of COVID-19 on all sorts of children's issues, right? From mental health and development to parenting to education, and of course, like you said, children's rights as a whole. And so today, for the first of our Children's Day specials, we'll hone in on teenagers and how they've been coping. Just for context, I suppose teenagers are aged between 13 and 19 years old, and then there's also the phrase tweens that refer to those between the ages of 10 and 12, you know, the betweens.
Yeah. That's right. So school going teenagers, as we said earlier, of course, have had much of the school year disrupted. That initial MCO announcement in March included the closing of all schools and universities. Many teachers, to their credit, did try to keep in touch with their students through online classes, through messaging platforms like WhatsApp or Telegram. But this, of course, isn't always an easy task for many reasons, you know, from the lack of accessible internet, the lack of equipment such as laptops or smartphones. Just the fact that, you know, doing this remotely is not the easiest thing to do. And then schools began to reopen in phases in July, but barely 4 months later, just earlier in October, actually, the Education Ministry announced that schools in four states will close again and will only reopen in phases next year. So that's actually a really long time to go without schools.
It's really hard to keep track of what's going on as well. And very significantly, when it comes to examinations, lots of exams have been delayed multiple times and some have ended up being cancelled. So UPSR and PT3 exams were cancelled earlier this year. the SPM exam was initially postponed from November to January next year, but now with the second round of school closure, it has been further postponed to start at the end of February 2021. Meanwhile, some states such as Selangor and Sabah, which had the CMCO re-implemented earlier than the rest of the country or those other states, also saw SPM trial exams being postponed to, you know, another date that's as yet unknown.
I can't even imagine. I mean, it's admittedly been a while since I did SPM or whatever, but just the stress of preparing for it, and also kind of it being a gateway to something else.
Yes.
And then now not knowing, so much uncertainty.
It's the limbo, right?
Yeah. So on top of that, these children and adolescents are stuck at home with fewer opportunities to play, to participate in after-school activities, to socialize with their friends. So it does translate into a real loss of these kinds of physical connections.
Mm-hmm.
And even in that time when they were briefly back in school, they had to physically distance, right? We saw pictures of kids in masks, kids in face shields. Physical activities were largely cancelled.
That's right. PE and all of those kinds of
extracurricular stuff. Yeah, that's right. And in classes, they sat a few desks apart and things like that. An opinion piece by neuroscientists in the Lancet Child and Adolescent Health Journal said that this sort of reduced face-to-face contact among teenagers and their friends could have damaging long-term consequences. Because it's a sort of crucial point of development in their
lives. Absolutely, yeah.
They did say that using social media might make up for some of this negative effects of social distancing. But I'm sure many parents might have their doubts
about
that.
Have some issues with that, yes.
Many children, you know, went from spending 5 days a week or more in close contact with their friends from school every day to sudden social isolation and not even actually being able to go out of their houses.
Yeah. So how does all of that affect teenagers in terms of just being able to stay connected and interact with their friends? We want to get a personal take from a teenager herself. So we have Alison joining us via Zoom. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Alison. So if we look at the whole year that's passed, 2020, what would you say has been the most disruptive for you this year?
School closing down, you know, and we're all having online lessons now. And to this date, I find it more and more difficult to concentrate during our online classes, especially when interaction between teachers, students are reduced significantly. There is hindered interactions. So even if I'm confused about a certain topic, I may not be able to get the answer I would want through our online sessions. There has been a lot of confusion in class where there hasn't been before. But I make sure to catch up with my tuition teacher or with my friends.
Mm. Speaking of friends, Alison, you know, school has been closed for most of this year. How did this affect your relationship with your friends?
It was a very difficult period of time around March, the first round of MCO. But I guess we kind of recovered this time around when the second wave came across because we found ways to communicate through social media. We play games together online. So we communicate through Discord. It's this calling platform. So we still talk on a daily basis. So it's better now, I guess, but it was really terrible back in March where all communications were kind of cut off between me and my peers.
You mentioned social media, and you're right that a lot of us have turned to these platforms to maintain our social connections. But what has it been like to connect with your friends online? Was anything there better or was it worse?
I don't think it's better in any way, actually. Like, it has helped us cope with communication and expression. But then again, we still complain to each other about how, you know, we want to go out together or meet each other physically because I'm 17 this year and it'll actually be my last year of secondary school. So we're actually pretty devastated that we cannot spend time in school together for our last year because after SPM next year, I'll be done with secondary school and then me and my friends will part ways and then we're not sure about what the future holds.
Oh, Alison, I can only imagine how stressful it can be. Well, you're dealing with online lessons, schools opening and closing and opening, you know, and not being able to meet your friends as often as before. So through this time, what has been most helpful to, you know, for you to cope?
I mean, this may seem very absurd or like hard to digest. You know, parents find it unhealthy on my side, but I feel like playing video games has helped me a lot. With the current situation, because it's not just the game, it's the interaction and the company I have while I play games. I've been doing it pretty much every evening for a while. I mean, I still make sure I get my productivity streak going. I attend my classes, I finish my work, and yeah, but I would find some time out of every day to play a bit of video games with my friends, because I found that it really helped with my mental state amidst this MCO. Apart from video games, I have been exercising as well. So because it's very hard to go to the gym nowadays because of all the SOPs being very strict. So I've been doing it at home alone in my room, and I've been coping, I guess. So I'm very grateful. But I know my friends out there, some of them, they're really struggling, let it be mentally or physically. I mean, more mentally, yeah. But we try to help each other.
And you said that you and your friends talk to each other daily. What do you find therapeutic about these conversations?
I guess it's the company that we need sometimes, because at most times our parents are still busy with work or like their errands. So sometimes when, you know, our parents are not there for us, our friends are there for us virtually to keep us company while we do our work or we have problems. And, you know, sometimes your parents aren't free to be there for you. So we resort to our friends.
Mm. Do you think adults are doing enough or paying enough attention to supporting teenagers in these times?
Well, I don't think it's just about children or teenagers. Well, we say that, you know, we see and we understand that it's a very, very hard time for adults alone because of the current economic state. And like some of my friends, their parents have lost their jobs. So it's a very hard time for everyone. And I believe that, you know, many parents out there are trying their best to support their children, whether the younger ones that are in kindergarten or their teenagers. So I feel like they're trying their best.
Absolutely. And looking at the past year, Alison, since the MCO that started in March until now, what have you been most worried about, you know, during this time?
Oh, it will be my SPM exam. Because our trial exam was postponed about 2 to 3 times. When school reopens, how would it be like? So will there be classes or will there be trial exams? We're actually not really sure because there are no clear instructions yet. Even our teachers are unsure about it. So we're kind of in the blur now. Is it going to still happen in January when school reopens, or are we just going to skip straight to SPM? Because this seriously impacts our college applications and our further studies. Since online education has not been the easiest thing to cope with, we find it difficult keeping up sometimes. And I hope SPM goes well next year.
Mm, and are you and your friends able to start college applications yet?
Certain college applications can still be done, but because many basic college applications require trial exam results as a base, it's harder to apply for certain colleges. But for some, they understand. We've sent email to state about the current situation, and they're pretty understanding. So I'm grateful for that.
And Alison, what are you looking forward to doing after this? You know, if the cases come back down and restrictions are lifted.
I'm looking forward to, because before the pandemic and before MCO was implemented, I always went out to play sports, whether with my family or my friends, because I'm a very physically active person. So I feel like after the cases go down and MCO is lifted, where it's more safe to go out, I feel like the first thing I would do is to go play volleyball with my friends or badminton with my family. Oh, and of course, I cannot wait to get over with, you know, the SPM results.
Yes, I can totally get that. Thank you so much, Alison. You just heard from Alison, who is 17 this year, and she was just sharing how the pandemic and the MCOs have impacted her life, especially her education and all of these uncertainties that still lie ahead with the SPM examinations, which she hasn't been able to sit for yet.
Yeah, so we heard from a teenager herself, but at the same time, she talked about how she understands, she and her friends understand that their parents, the adults, are also struggling as well and doing the best that they can. So, you know, for you parents out there, you know, there are a lot of things that you can do to support your teens, even as you are juggling your working from home and, you know, dealing with issues surrounding the pandemic. I mean, one thing is really just to listen to them and encourage them to talk about how they're feeling during this period. You know, we already heard from Alison. She's got so much anxiety about SPM and college applications, right? And, you know, you can talk to your kids about doing things that they can control. Mm. They can't control what's happening in terms of schooling, but there's a lot in terms of the everyday that they can do. You can do lots of enjoyable activities together, and you can encourage them to stay connected with their friends, whether it's through video calls, social media, or even video games, like what Alison shared. If you like more advice on specific issues related to children and teenagers development and how to cope during this pandemic, you can look up past shows that we've done with the with our consultant developmental pediatrician, Dr. Rajini Sarvanandan. Mm-hmm. Yes, and who we'll be also talking to in our second story after the break. So we'll definitely be coming back to share some more Children's Day programming with you. If you'd like to share any thoughts with us about, you know, whether you are a teenager or you have teenagers in your life and how they're coping, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Perhaps just a quick call out on our poll to get some responses in.
So speaking of occupying yourselves at home, we've actually been asking you on Twitter, because for our upcoming segment, we're going to be talking about the importance of playing, you know, while coping through this pandemic. Mm-hmm. And we're asking you to just share some of your reminiscings about your own favorite childhood games. What were the things that you used to play with? So you can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Tell us what your favorite childhood games were.
Yep. So we'll be getting back to that after a few messages. But first, here's a song that I guess captures the sentiments of young people everywhere around the world. Super Lonely by Benny. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.